when thy love is coming. Why should I worry when he stands up in the eye? He's telling my prophet am I wrong? Tell me why should I care? Why should I care when the Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when he stands up in the eye? He told me, my fortress, am I wrong? Everyone should I fear? Why should you fear when the Lord is on your side? Why should you worry when he stands up in your heart? He told you, your fortress, am I wrong? Tell me why. Should you fear? Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when he stands up in me? He told me my fortress are my rock. Tell me why should I fear? Amen. The word fear not is written in the Bible 366 times. Fear not, fear not, fear not. Every day, God tells you, fear not. Because God is on your side. Oh, yes, why should we fear when the Lord is on our side? Yes, Holy Spirit, bless your people through your word tonight. God, do your people good. Let your anointing flow. Let souls be saved. Let the sick be healed. Let miracles, signs, and wonders happen to your people and bless their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Fear not, the word God says, fear not. They are doing a lot of things all around now, and I want you to know that we are the Lord's anointed. The word God says, touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no harm. We are the Lord's anointed. We are the apples of God's eye. Oh, yeah, we are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. And the devil is going around intimidating people. But I tell you, he don't touch the Lord's anointed. Because the Lord's anointed, he pays for it. Oh, yes. The Holy Ghost zone. No. So fear not is the word. Fear not. Why are we going to fear? Because the news is telling us things that will make us fear. There's so much going on. But we don't want to live by the news. We want to live by the word of God. The word of God is our salvation. The word of God is healing. The word of God is deliverance. The word of God brings us hope. The word of God brings us life and life more abundantly. We live by the word. The word of God is power. The word of God is strength. The word of God is victory. The word of God is success. Jesus is the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. We must live by the word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the living God. God said, my word shall go forth, and it shall accomplish that purpose for which I have sent it. It shall not return to me void. So the word of God is what you must greet. The word of God is what you must hold for you to move on. Because that word is hope, that word is strength, that word is power, that word is anointing, that word of God is the bread of life, that word of God is healing, that word of God is water, that word of God is the bread of life. From Jeremiah. He said in the book of Jeremiah, he said, I found thy word, and I ate it as food. That's from Jeremiah. I like that. Jeremiah says, I found thy word and I ate it. It was like food to me. The word of God is food. It's the bread of life. Hallelujah. Mama, you are welcome. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. So I'm doing the first couple of minutes, and then you're going to come in. Today, I'm going to be emphasizing the word and prayer, because these are two strong pillars. Among the seven pillars of faith, praise and worship, the word of God, evangelism, and being in the presence of God, the word of God and prayer are two main pillars that uphold you in the Christian faith. You remember in the Acts of Apostles chapter 4 and 5 when the disciples, the church in Jerusalem was growing and they had multitudes of people to attend to, the disciples, the 12 disciples and the others who came in. And the disciples, they said, why are we now serving tables? We are now, you know, attending to people. We are now, you know, doing like we are doing something that looks like we are laboring. We are doing secular job. We want to give ourselves to the word and prayer. Oh yes, the disciples, the 12 disciples, they, we don't want to serve tables. We don't give ourselves to the word and prayer. Because the word and prayer is what makes you grow. Desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby. Now 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 2 says, desire the sincere milk of the word of God. When a baby is born, that baby's got to take milk. The little child has to take milk in order to grow. So the milk of the word of God found in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 2 says, desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby. A lot of Christians, a lot of people spend so much time. They spend so much time doing every other thing. They don't spend time with the word of God. Study to be approved of God, the workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When Jesus was tempted in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus was tempted by the devil. Jesus pulled the word of God. The word of God is the son of the spirit. The devil came to Jesus. I was telling Jesus, bow down and worship me and I'll give you the whole world. The devil came and told Jesus, jump down from the pinnacle. The devil came and told Jesus, turn these stones to bread. Matthew chapter 4. And the devil was going around, you know, commanding Jesus, you know, telling Jesus what to do. The devil doesn't have to tell you what to do, no. He doesn't have to tell you what to do. You do what God wants you to do. So Jesus pulled the word of God. Jesus pulled the word of God. He pulled the word of God. He said that it is written. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Jesus pulled the trigger. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Jesus pulled the trigger on the devil. It is written. It is written. It is written. The word of God is the sword of the spirit. When you pull that word of God and you hit the devil on the head, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God God, and him only that thou serve. Jesus pulled the trigger on the devil, and the devil ran away. The devil came again. And did another temptation, and then came again. And Jesus continued to see the devil on the head. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. It is written. Now, imagine that Jesus did not have the word of God. Imagine that Jesus did not have this weapon. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit. That sword of the Spirit is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it cuts the devil, and the devil runs away. Jesus used that weapon, the weapon of the believer, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God in Ephesians chapter 6. In Genesis chapter 2, Adam and Eve faced the same devil. The devil came in the form of a serpent in Genesis chapter 2 and tempted Adam and Eve and told them, the God said you should not eat of the fruit. God is deceiving you. Adam and Eve, come on, eat the fruit, come on. Adam and Eve, they didn't have the word of God then. They didn't know the word of God. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit with which you kill the devil, you shoot the devil, you pull the trigger on the devil must bow down. Adam and Eve, they didn't have the word of God, the sword of the Spirit with which to hit the devil on the head. Adam and Eve didn't have that weapon. And so the devil defeated all of them. But thank God, in Matthew chapter 4, the same devil came to Jesus and was trying to put Jesus around, was trying to, you know, manipulate Jesus, trying to, you know, take advantage, you know, trying to tell Jesus what to do. And Jesus pulled the word of God. Jesus pulled the word of God. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He pulled the trigger on the devil. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. It is written. See, the weapon of the believer, the sword of the Spirit. So when the devil comes to you, and begins to manipulate you and begin to do all kind of things and try to convince you, trying to turn you around, the devil trying to want to make you to do something, you got to pull that word of God. You got to use the word of God. You got to speak the word of God. You need to know the word of God. You need to have the word of God on the inside of you. And then Colossians says, let this word dwell in you richly. This word of God should be on the inside of you so that you can pull it out in the time of need. Many people are very empty. They don't have the weapons of the believer. And the devil comes to them, you know, play tricks on them. Devil turns them around. Satan and the demons are having a field day in their lives. They don't use the word of God, and the devil begins to have victory in their life. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, we bind that spirit, we cast it to go in the name of Jesus. Yes. And the third number two weapon is the prayer. Prayer, a praying Christian, a powerful Christian, a prayerless Christian, is a powerless Christian when you don't pray. Then the devil is going to defeat you. You know, a lot of people don't pray at all. They think they can make it on their own. By strength shall no man prevail. It's not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit. Jesus prayed daily. wages of these quality places on great same time in prayer. Same time the word of God, the apostle Paul, to study the word to be approved of God, workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. See the two pillars of the Christian faith. The word of God and prayer. The word of God and prayer. The word of God and prayer. When you have these two pillars, you are bound to stand. Because Jesus made the parable, said that two men build houses in the Bible, Matthew Gospel chapter 7. Jesus said two men build houses, one build his house on sand. The other one build his house on the rock. Mm-hmm. And then Jesus said the winds came and the storms and the rain and bad weather came against those two houses. The house that was built on the rock remained standing. The house that was built on sand is humanity, human wisdom. You know, human wisdom. It doesn't work. It doesn't help you. But when you build your faith, your confidence, you build your hope, you build your life upon Christ, a solid rock on the word of God, when the rain comes, the winds come, the storms of life and the difficulties and all the problems and all the tornadoes and all the problems come, they cannot get to you because you are established upon Christ, a solid rock. You are standing upon Christ, a solid rock upon the word of God. You are built and established on the word of God, the rock of God that never rolls. That's where you must be standing. Hallelujah. We want to pray right now. And we want to pray that God will help us to be established upon Christ, a solid rock. God, we help us to give our faith, our hope, and confidence upon Christ. The gates of hell shall not prevail against us. On Christ and solid rock and sand,
all Lord the grand sinking sand. the word of God to deliver me and my family and my children and their family and our family all over the world. They are all delivered by God, which is the word of God in the name of Jesus. And the word of God is the solid rock on which they stand. They stand. All other ground is sinking sand. They are on the solid rock of Christ. They are standing. They are courageous in the name of Jesus. And the word of God, nobody can prevail over our lives in the name of God. So we should meditate on the word of God day and night. And do according to how it is written in the Bible, that our will might be prosperous. Oh Lord God, we are meditating on your word, O Lord God of heaven. Let our will be prosperous, O Lord God of heaven. Let us eat your word and digest your word. As Jeremiah eats your word and digest it. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of God. Let us be established in the word of God so that we may be able to stand on this Christian land in the name of God. May the power of prayer and power of reading the word of God be a pillar to our life, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let us stand and reflect the word of God in the name of God. Give us wisdom and understanding in the word of God, God Almighty. Direct us by the word of God in the name of God. Mighty God, any songs and praises we sing, let us sing the praises that is empowered by the word of God in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. By the word of God, let us read the word of God on daily basis. We are told we should read the word of God day and night. Lord, all things that will be delivered in the name of God. The word of God will deliver me from all troubles, so Lord God of heaven, in the name of God. The word of God will break and be shaped and turn in my hand in the name of Jesus. The word of God is God. There is the word of God for comfort. I wrote down on my hand in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I am the power of God upon me. I will pray for the name of God. Over every situation of life in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, we thank God for that. We want to hear from the woman of God, Lady Evangelista Lanka of the world. She's going to share what God has laid in her heart. And we're going to, she's going to lead us in some prayers too. Over to you, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Today's topic is the power of patience. The power of patience and danger of impatience. Power of patience and danger of impatience. Father, please help me with this teaching in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew, Micah 7:7. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. As Christians, patience is a fruit of the Spirit and must be the possession of all of God's children. It promotes spiritual growth, fortitude, steadfastness, self-control, and humility. The man who is rooted in the word and exercises patience does not violate divine directives, because he recognizes that God Almighty is his head. When we are patient, we recognize that God Almighty is our head, and submit to godly precepts and patiently wait for answer for his prayers. Though he was divinely appointed to lead Israel out of Egyptian bondage, Moses was sometimes impatient. He was born at the time of Pharaoh's evil decree to kill all newborn Hebrew boys during the Egyptian captivity. But his mother defied the king and hid him for 3 months, then placed him on the basket. He was released on the Nile River. But thanks be to God, Pharaoh's daughter found Moses, took him to the palace and raised him as her own son. God's magnificent work is evident in the life of Moses. As the son of Pharaoh's daughter, Moses received preferential treatment, the best education, and was exposed to all the secrets and laws of Egypt. What was God doing, knowing well that Moses was divinely selected to bring upon Egypt the greatest hit and disaster the kingdom would ever face? Moses and the power of patience. Moses' self-discovery came at the age of 40. Outwardly, he looked Egyptian, but inwardly, he was a Hebrew. After killing an Egyptian who fought with a Hebrew, he fled to the land of Midian, where he self-exiled for 40 years. There he lived a humble life and kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And that must have been a humbling time for him. But God, who sees all things, used that time to tame, train, and fashion Moses for his future assignment. The 40 years spent in Midian were not wasted, for there Moses saw the burning bush and heard the voice of God. After that encounter, he left Midian a humble and meek man God could trust. Numbers 12, verse 3. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. He no doubt did not possess that quality as the prince of Egypt, but now at 80 years, God saw that Moses was ready for the task and sent him to deliver the Israelites from Egyptian bondage. Moses and the danger of impatience. Moses was ridiculed. Moses was ridiculed by Pharaoh and his men when he delivered God's mercy, "Let my people go." Exodus chapter 5, verse 1. He was attacked and scorned by the Israelites constantly. But later the were freed. However, in one unfortunate incident during their wilderness wandering, Moses let his guide down and lost it. When the people were thirsty and complained, accusing and condemning Moses, the Lord ordered him to speak to the rock, but in his anger, he struck the rock twice and water came out. Yes, the end result was water from the rock, which was the desired result, but the method was not God's approved. Why did Moses act so rashly? The answer is he became impatient. He became impatient. The danger of impatience and the power of patience. We are going to look at the power of patience concerning David. David and the power of patience. Moses is shown his power of impatience. Though he was anointed as the one to succeed King Saul, David lived as a fugitive for many years, always hiding from Saul, who was determined to kill him. On two occasions, David had the opportunity to kill Saul and was encouraged to do so by his followers. But he refrained from killing God's anointed. He exercised patience. It is good to wait on God patiently, for he is not a time waster, but the right time of God. David could have fast-forwarded his ascent to the throne of killing Saul, but he chose to wait patiently for God's own timing. You must wait patiently for God's own timing, because there is danger in impatience. Had he done otherwise, it would have been a negative mark on his record and killed Saul, God's anointed. But Saul eventually died in battle, along with those who could have caused civil unrest when David was crowned king of Israel. David trusted in God, waited for him, and he was rewarded for his patience. Patience have a reward. Psalm 40 verse 1, he wrote, I wait patiently for the Lord, and incline unto me and heard my cry. When we wait patiently for the Lord, he will incline unto us and hear our cry. Victory is inevitable for those who patiently wait for God. For God sees and knows every detail, and he has the solution to every problem. You must be like David and wait on the on-time God for our elevation. Let us therefore heed the Apostle Paul's warning in Romans 12 verse 19. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath and in judicial righteousness. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. You must remember Psalm 27 verse 14. Wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. While waiting and being patient, you must fellowship with him through the study of his word and through praising him and praying without ceasing. Studying of the word of God, praising the Lord and praying without ceasing help us to live a patient life. So we must all live a life of patience, because there is reward for patience and there is danger in impatience. Power of patience. Patience have power and reward, but there is danger in impatience. May God help us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, patience. Yeah, we need to have the spirit of patience. Wait patiently on the Lord. And the Lord hears us and intervenes. There is time for everything. You know, Moses ran ahead of God and struck the rock in second time. And he couldn't enter the kingdom. Couldn't enter the land of promise. See? Impatience. We're going to pray. God, give us the spirit of patience. Yes, give us the anointing to be patient. Wait for our time. And do things the way God wants us to do. God, we shall not be slower than you. God, help us to be patient with you. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray now, everybody. Pray for the spirit of patience. Impatience is destructive. Yes, the spirit of patience. Temperance, the fruit of the spirit, the joy of the Lord, the temperance, patience, kindness, meekness, all the things we need to have in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Yes, I will pray. The patience of God to rest upon our lives.
My dear, the blessing in the mighty name of you, Lord God of heaven, in the name of John. O Lord God, empower us to be patient, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Because there is reward in patience. Empower us to be patient. Let empower us to wait on God's timing. Do not let us be impatient to put ourselves in danger. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of John. Empower us, Lord God, to be patient in the name of Jesus.
God.
Impatience made Moses to commit murder. O Lord God of heaven, any impatience that will get us into trouble. Deliver us from any impatience that will get us into trouble in Jesus' name. Deliver us from impatience that leads to suffering. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus, let us be patient, O Lord God, so that we may receive reward from God Almighty. Let us be patient, so that we may receive honor due to us. Let us be patient, O Lord God, for safety of our lives, in the name of Jesus. The timing of God in our lives, in the name of Jesus. God knows everything. God sees everything. He's omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. Let's wait for him. Oh, Lord God is present everywhere. He knows about everything. And he's all powerful. He will help us if we are patient and wait for his timing. He will hear and listen to us and answer us. Mighty God, help us in Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name,
amen.
We pray.
Amen.
Yes, we thank God today. And we give glory to God. We've been able to reach out with the word of God today. And I know God has blessed every one of you. We want to thank every one of you for your cooperation. The Lord reward you all abundantly. Give you the spirit of patience and kindness and meekness and temperance and faith. The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit to be in our lives. Yes.
Amen.
Do not be different people. In the name of Jesus. Give us your spirit, O God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for blessing everyone who have listened to your word today. Make them doers of your word and not just hearers alone. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop yesterday, and then we're going to continue next weekend, Saturday, Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. This next Saturday, Sunday coming, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. daily. I tell you, God is going to bless every one of you and reward you abundantly for being a part of this outreach. Jesus loves you, and we all love you. Wish you Godspeed, long life, and prosperity for you and your family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's say the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Forever.
May the goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless every one of you in the name of Jesus. So, thank you, ma'am.